Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. My name is Puchina Kirkenau and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman tonight. I'm very, very excited. This is actually going to be a very short show, believe it or not. I'm not going to be doing the 60 minutes tonight. So, but God laid it on my heart, and so we're going to do what we need to do in regard to this. I don't start the show without prayer first, so let's just go into it. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor and the praise. We just thank you for who you are, who you've been, and who you're going to be. I ask that you forgive us of all of our sins, Lord. And Lord, just remove anything. Just remove any and everything that's not of you, Lord. I ask that you just come into my heart, decrease Chyna. Decrease me right now and send your Holy Spirit to come in, that whatever I say, whatever I do is a reflection of you. I ask that any distractions, any obstacles, anything that's not of you, we just put it in your hands, Lord, and we're going to bind the enemy tonight. I thank you for this message that you have asked me to deliver, and I thank you for using me as the vessel. I thank you so much for who you are, Lord. I thank you for family. I thank you for friends. But most of all, Lord, I thank you for your unconditional love, for loving me in spite of. I thank you, and I praise you, and it's in Jesus' name, amen. So my subject tonight is called The Test. Have you ever been tested, whether it be for love or whether it be for past hurts, realizing that you thought you've forgiven and only to find out you really haven't forgotten? Almost like you have a Band-Aid on something that needs to have, that requires stitches. Have you ever had a situation where you had a traumatic experience, or you've had some type of rejection, something of some type of magnitude that has caused some type of heartache, heartbreak, hurt, whether it's done to you or whether you have done it to someone else? And when you think that it's all said and done, only for something to happen and it triggers that emotions all over again. And it's almost like you have a scab, another healing scab, and as a result, you act full-fledged. I won't say act, but you respond. Let me change that. You react full-fledged to a situation versus responding to it. Tonight, we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about the test, because as we go through life, everything is a test. And anytime you're going through life, I won't say it's a cycle, but it's a process. And sometimes we don't like going through the process, but we have to do it. We could go on different angles of this tonight, but we're going to talk about going maybe different than my test. I will say that I've had many tests, and I've had it this weekend. Hence the reason for this show tonight. We've had so many, but what is your test, and have you passed it? And if you haven't passed it, what are you doing to prepare to pass the test? That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And tonight I have some people, special people, that will be chiming in with me later on tonight. And I'm very excited about talking about this, because I love talking to people from different demographics, different age groups, because it's always good to get a different perspective. And let's just dive in. The first thing that came to my mind is 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, starting at the 4th verse. It talks about love. What is love? And I'll read it, and I quote from the New King James Version. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. It's not provoked, no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are no prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesize in this in part. But when that which is perfected has come, then that which it is part will be done away. I thought I want to continue something because it just caught my attention. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man or woman, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of all is love. Love is such a powerful, powerful, powerful word. It can be used as an act. It can be used as a noun or an adjective. We're going to talk about how it's used as, I'm sorry, it could be used as a noun or a verb. We're going to use it in the sense of a verb. Regardless of what you have in life, the hurts, the trauma, the pain that you go through, throughout it all, whether it's with a family member, non-family member, friends, foe, whatever, the one common denominator that will always get us through is love. If it's something you want, it's something that you dearly seek, love will conquer us through and love will bring us through. As I mentioned in the text earlier, the scripture earlier, I mentioned before that all of us go through a test. I don't know what your test is. But before I get started, you are listening to Fechina Kirkendall with Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio, and I thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, I'm always asked to do this, and I always forget to do it. So I got to do it until I get in the habit of doing it, and that is subscribe to the channel. I thank those who are listening from the Philippines. I thank those who are listening from Canada and just a host of other countries. I thank you. I don't want to miss you all, but I thank you all for doing it. And I thank you all for who are supporting me here in the United States. So locally and internationally, I thank you. I thank you for tapping into the vision. And I'm just grateful to be used as a vessel tonight. If you want to get in touch with me, you're more than welcome to do so. And I thank you for the emails that's been coming. You can always contact me at seasoncharlie, OAFwoman, at gmail.com. Once again, that's C as in Charlie, OAFwoman, at gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, please drop by the page and like it when you get a chance. And you can do that by just typing in Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. And just like the page. So I thank you very much for tuning in. And if you know someone that can benefit from the message or any of our messages that's presented, you can always have them reach out to Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. If you're interested in chiming in tonight, you may call in by calling in 914-338-1552. So without further ado, I'm going to move forward. I have two people tonight that has graciously accepted my invitation to talk. And as I move forward, let's just get into it. And we're talking about the test. Have you ever been tested? And my first special person, I'm so happy to have her on board and happy she graciously accepted, is Miss Alondra. Now, Alondra means a lot to me. For those who don't know, she's very special to me. She's like, in fact, she is my daughter. She's a daughter from another mother, but she is my daughter. And I'm just so grateful to have her on tonight. And later on, I have another special guest that will be joining me tonight. So I, without further ado, I'm going to introduce Ms. Alondra Vasquez. And Alondra, thank you for, first of all, graciously joining me on Chronicles of a Fond Woman as we talk about the test. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. I'm absolutely fantastic. As I mentioned, we're talking about the test. Have you ever been tested, you know, whether it be love, whether it be a past hurt, and realize that when you think that you've forgiven, you really just put a Band-Aid on something that requires stitches?
I have. I have been tested many times in my life before, but I can remember one that I've been going through, that I'm currently going through, and that I've been going through for the past couple of months, for sure.
You know, I just want to highlight something. As I mentioned, I'm so blessed, or feel so blessed, to meet a lot of people in my lifetime. But when I meet people from, you know, different age bracket, Alondra is, if you don't mind me sharing, I won't go into exact, but she's younger than I am. And just to hear her perspective and some of her story and testimony is just awesome. And I figure other, and the reason I'm asking you to join is because there are other women your age that's going through stuff. So I don't want to go into full details, but could you just kind of highlight, you know, maybe a test that you've gone through or going through?
Yes, yes, of course. I'm in my early 20s right now, and as far as a test that I'm currently going through is, I'm in a current relationship, and my biggest issue was letting go of my trust in others. I don't trust many people, and I've realized that I've never really trusted people in my life for past experiences, and it followed me through this relationship that was haunting me, that I wasn't trusting my partner, and then realized that that's not his fault. I started like blaming things on him that I was kind of making it up in my head, and then I ended up jumping into conclusions and then just making up stories in my head that I then believed because of how strongly I believed in certain things as far as cheating, to be specific, and just seeing it throughout like my life and growing up as far as a previous relationships and my father himself. So basically what I've learned was that I can't bring my experience and my baggage into new relationships if I want it to be different, if I want my relationship to be different, and if I want to overcome that cycle, or like you said, that position that we're in our life, I have to break it, and I have to learn to just trust and let go and let God, for sure.
That's a mouthful, but you hit on so many good points. Been there, done that, going through as well, you know, on different things. And I was confronted with a situation where delayed but not denied. What I mean by that, right person, wrong timing.
That's right.
And I had to make a decision on whether I was going to follow God or follow myself. And I made the decision to follow him. And in doing so, it hurts. And I understand, because I realize that it's a process. It's a process as you go through. Do you find yourself, you know, now that you said a mouthful, you know, going through, you know, what you experienced with your family and what you took acknowledgement for yourself, realizing what you know, looking at the woman in the mirror, you know, what would you say was like the final straw for you to say, okay, I need to start looking at me?
When I started seeing that I was no longer just hurting myself, I was hurting the person that loves me as well. And I started seeing a huge change in my relationship, and I felt like it was falling apart. And because I knew that there was love there and I love him and I could tell that he loves me back, I knew that I needed to look back at myself and figure out, okay, what's really going on with you and what do we need to fix that's going on with you deeper than what you say it is, because we all know that there's a root of why we do the things that we do and how we handle the things that we handle. And that's really what it came down to, is that I felt like my relationship was falling apart, and then I had to go back and reflect on myself.
That's pretty big. In fact, that's not pretty big. That is big. When someone can do a self-check and acknowledge and then take action and corrective steps, I commend you on that. I really do. And if I think of a lot of us start looking in that and, like, tuning in, would you say that God had anything to do with this, or did y'all incorporate that?
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. I believe that he showed me in other people that I wouldn't see myself alone. So for sure. And I felt like he brought it up at the right time, the exact timing that I needed to experience what I needed to experience and see the things that I needed to see within myself. So yeah, definitely timing is always right. Even when I don't have hope and when I'm always asking, why is this happening to me at this time? I always got to just believe and just trust in him that he does certain things in the time that he believes is right.
Awesome. That is phenomenal. Thank you so much. And I want you to hang out with me for just a second, okay? Because I'm going to bring on my other guests, but I'm going to put us all on eventually. So hold, just give me one second. So as, you know, I was listening to Alondra, you can't help but to just think about, you know, how could you relate to something like that? And I know personally myself, I have, you know, being in my early 30s, heck, I'm in my late 40s, getting ready to turn into my 50s. You know, when you can make that self-reflection, because you realize that things that happened to you in the past can affect you currently, and it can affect you in the future if you don't get a hold of that. And so I just find that so phenomenal, and coming from someone in her 20s, you know, to see that, and it's just phenomenal to me. It's all about the healing process. It really is. And so as I move forward into the test, I can't help but to reintroduce to others Miss Frederica Wells. And I thank you for tuning into Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. How are you this evening? Okay, I think she is there. I think she is there. I'm not sure what happened to her, but until that time, we're going to get her back on. For some reason, she's not chiming in, so that's all right. We'll just go back to Miss Alondra to see if she's still there. Are you still there, Miss Alondra?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I'm not sure what happened to my other person, but she'll be back. If you are still on, and you know who Ms. Frederica, let me see if I can get you back on, okay? Let me just see if I can get you back on this. So thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of Fonda Woman. Is this Ms. Frederica? Do I have you now? I'm not sure what happened to Ms. Frederica. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. You all know I just keep it moving. With that being stated, I want to continue to speak with you, Ms. Alondra, because you brought up some very, very good and valid points. And honestly, I'm not going to say I'm impressed. It's just that someone could see that at such a younger age, when you say you're in your early 20s, you know, because some of us, when we're in our early 20s, no. I know personally, no, I was not there. I wasn't trying to do it either.
Right.
I was not trying. So, you know, the fact that you are doing that, and you said something very significant to me, is when I asked you about, is God in the midst of it? And you indicated yes. And so when you put him in the midst of anything, you will never go wrong with that. Never, never go wrong. And as I would like to ask you this, now that you have incorporated God in it, how has it changed?
I would say he checks me a lot, for sure. I would say that he, as soon as I was able to open my mind and my eyes clearer into what really was going on, and getting deeper rooted into the issue, I've noticed that I'm more aware now, meaning my eyes are more open and my ears are also more open. So anything that I feel as though it's coming on to me, as far as like I start making assumptions once again, or whatever the case may be, I always end up going back and reflecting on myself, and then I ask the Lord to help me release all of the negativity and anything that is coming into my head that I know for sure is no longer true. And if it is, I ask him to always show me. But other than that, to always let go and let God. But I feel like he checks me for sure and just makes sure that I'm just constantly basically just following doing what I preach. There you go.
So basically, you're not walking like a dog and talking like a cat.
That's right.
I get it. Yes, I get it. I get it. I'm hoping that my other guest is on the line tonight. So, Ms. Wells, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of Father Woman. It's always a pleasure. And you are a reoccurring guest, honey, so I love to have you here. But have you been tuning in and listening to what we've been talking about thus far?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
And I'm sure my question will come, you know, will be the same with you. Have you gone through a test, you know, and find yourself going through, whether it be love, whether it's a past hurt, you know, thinking that you've forgiven and come to realize you really haven't?
Honey, yes,
you know?
yes. I've gone through to the point that I've had the love, I've had the point where I thought I forgave, and I didn't. And, I mean, when I said God had to deal with me, oh, yes, especially the love part, because I thought, you know, let me give an excuse why I'm doing, you know, God, I'm going to get it straight, you know, God, okay, it's my time, and I thought it was my time, and I thought, okay, God, this is the right one, and I'm doing it at the right time, God, and it was to the point that even in the position that I was in, I was using excuses, but while using my excuse, don't get me wrong, the Spirit was chastising me left and right, to the point that it was hard to sit in my position and do what I was supposed to be doing according to the Word of God. It was very hard. And finally, after getting whipping on top of whipping according to the Spirit, I finally had to say, okay, God, I am so sorry. Let me do this. And that's when I had to put God first and sit the person down and explain to them, because of my position, I should not even be doing this. How can I preach something and do something totally different? And the sad part is, don't get me wrong, it hurt so bad. There's a song that says, oh, my God, I can't remember the title right now. But it says it hurt. Either way, when you do right, it's going to hurt. When you do wrong, it's going to hurt. The wrong that I was doing wasn't going to just hurt me then, but it's going to hurt me in spirit when it came to facing God. And my spirit was way more important than that my flesh at that time. But don't like I say, and I'm going to be real. Let's be real about it. Realistic.
Please.
Flesh-wise, I was happy. But
yes.
Spirit-wise, it was hard for me to even walk into the house of God knowing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping nobody else knew what I was doing.
It's almost like that scarlet letter type of thing when they got the drummer going behind you everywhere you go, or that spotlight, oh, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You know, I have that sense of paranoia, like, oh, okay. You know, but I can relate to both of you, but I'm going to hold on you on you, Miss Frederica, real quick. You know, not too long ago, this conversation, you know, you can't be used as a vessel if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, according to his will. Delayed, but not denied. And when I had to approach that, that was hard for me because it hurt. That thing hurt. I won't say I'm still hurting like I was, but it hurt. And sometimes God will use things. He will use people. He will use resources, even a song, to remind you that everything's going to be all right. Whatever I have for you, it will come. You gotta trust me.
That took me back to a posting I did years ago, and I posted it. It wasn't for me, but for someone else. But now, when I think about it, it was for all of us. It says, "God never said no. He said not now, or I have something better."
Exactly. I love that. I love that. Not now, but have something better. Go back. Delayed, but not denied. And it was interesting because when you, for me, I'm going to use myself as an example. When I finally had to make my, it was bothering me. I finally had to do the right thing. And I was feeling some kind of way. I just had to let that situation know, you know, hey, delayed, but not denied. I have to do what he calls me to do. And I have to make sure that if I'm going to help others, I got to make, you can't just walk like a dog and talk like a cat. It's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. Because the first thing, when you think people are not watching you, they're watching you. I had to learn that. But going back, I want to bring us back a little bit, because to the part of being tested. I want to talk about, have you all, and I'm going to go with Alondra next. I'm going to bring Alondra back on the line with the both of us so all three of us could be in communicating together. So my question is, you know, have you had past hurt where you thought you'd forgiven and come to find out you really haven't forgotten? I mean, you had really haven't forgiven. Alondra, I want to start with you first.
A place where I thought I forgave, but I didn't forgive. Yes. I would say with the same issue that I'm currently, that I was speaking of earlier, just something, I'm not going to get into it, but just an incident happened between my partner and I. And I thought I forgave after he apologized and everything. I was just like, you know what? Okay, well, whatever. We're just going to have to work through it. And I set boundaries that I felt was needed at the time. And I was like, all right, let's just move forward. And I truly thought I did. I thought I was like, okay, with these boundaries, I feel like I'll be okay. And my insecurities would be pushed aside and we'll just be moving forward. No, obviously that wasn't the case. It ended up making my relationship worse. I started seeing that it started affecting my partner and that I never ended up letting go of the situation that had happened. And after that, that's when I really was like, okay, what's going on? Because I kept the same issue. We kept having arguments about the same exact issue. And then me thinking that I'm over here like, no, I've let go already. It's just this, it's just that, like she was saying earlier, just blaming it on other things, but not myself. That's when I finally God showed me, and I took a step back, and that's when I realized, like, you know what? I actually never forgave him for that. And that's when, from there forward, yeah, I had that reflection for sure.
That's when you can look at the man in the mirror, because let's just be honest, let's just keep it real. We will blame somebody else in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've done it on many occasions. We will blame somebody else, just like Rodrigo said earlier. I will, or better yet, I can call out all your stuff. But when you start telling me about mine, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute now. Hold on now. First of all, I don't have no issues. I don't know what are you talking about. And you be the one with, you be the main one with the issues. You know, not taking that self reflection. But I could definitely relate to you, Alondra, in the sense of when you think you've forgiven the situation and you find out, no, I really haven't forgotten that. Or I want to say, or forgiven that situation. How do you know? How do you know if you haven't forgiven? Anytime a situation come up and you're still reacting as if it just happened, you haven't forgiven.
And on that note, I was waiting for her to stop because I was going to say that. A lot of times, you don't think that you think that you've gotten over it because you went with someone else. But what happened is that situation might have happened 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago with somebody else. And you see a red flag, we see a sign. We didn't like the way that thing turned out. And it reminded us of that situation. And because we have yet not healed from it, what tends to happen is we make that person, we're not healed. That person is not doing to us what the last person did to us. But
we start blaming that person.
Yeah, and we're going to use the example. Somebody cheated on you. This person didn't cheat on you. But what happened was they decided, I want to go hang out with the guys. And the first thing you think about is the last person that when they hang out with guys wasn't hanging out with girls, wasn't hanging out with guys, wasn't hanging out with girls. So, yeah. So we have to be completely healed. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt. Those are called baggages. You take those baggages into a new relationship. And one thing I've always told myself, if you bring your past into your present, you will sure enough mess up your future.
Hello.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I used to, I call it the monkey on the vine syndrome, jumping from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship, not even dealing with the first one and the situation that you had going on with the first one. Because every time you jump from one to the other to the other, you're adding more bags. Erica Badu got a song about it, Bag Lady.
Yes.
I love that song, Bag Lady.
Yes.
You can't hurry up because you got too much stuff.
For the longest, I never understood that song because at that time, when that song first came out, I did not understand that song. And I sat down one day, and like you said, I was thinking about that song, and I was like, Bag Lady. And I actually had to sit down and listen at her words.
Yeah.
And when I said it really got, it was like, whoa, hold up. That's what she meant, Bag Lady. I actually, I like to be truthful. I was out of sync because I'm not a whole lot of secular music. But as I got older and I started listening to more secular music, I listened to the words. Y'all can hear a little bit of noise. Forgive me because I'm trying to hook to my trailer. I'm still working. But, yes, that song is, it makes a lot of sense. And like I said, you don't want to carry those baggages into that relationship because it would definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, hurt your future.
Exactly. Exactly. And Alondra, if you're not familiar, there's a song called Bag Lady by Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a chance, I want you to listen to it. But it basically talks about, as people, we have a tendency of carrying our baggage from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship, not dealing with it. So you end up with all this baggage,
mm-hmm.
and it just ruins anything that you try to have with someone who doesn't deserve it, deserve it, you know. And that's with anything, whether it's a relationship, whether it's with family, whether it's, you know, friendships, you know, we all have to put things in its perspective place. But one thing I'm going to say is, if you're going to move forward, take care of your stuff there. For instance, I'll use divorce. When I got divorced, it was a process. And if you are someone who's been divorced, then you don't understand the process. It's a death. There are seven stages of death, and you have to go through them. There's no particular order, but you have to go through those stages. And if you don't do it, you end up with residue, and the residue will just build up and build up. It's almost like a dirty tub. You're taking baths, and you ain't cleaning it up. And next thing you know, it's eroding, and you have to do something with it. And I had to get to a point where I just didn't want to deal with it. I didn't accept the fact that I was divorced, or, you know, I put all my time in this situation, and this is where it ends up being. But I did. And when I was kicking up so much dust, I finally got to a point where I had to literally stop, and let the dust settle. And once I let the dust settle, realizing I got to do something about this, I need to work on me. That's what I realized. I got to work on me. I need to see what I need to do for me. Because at one point, I wouldn't even entertain the thought of getting married again. I would tremor. Now, it's different. I look forward to the institution of marriage again. However, I will not go into it haphazardly. I would definitely allow God to continue to do the work in me. And what do I do until that time? Go through my process and fine-tune Chyna. Let me fine-tune Chyna. Because I don't want anybody to pay for anyone else's sins, and I don't want to pay for anyone else's sins. So I commend Alondra, definitely, you know, the fact that you took the time out, you acknowledged what was going on, and then you're taking proactive steps. And, honey, the first thing you did was when you indicated God being the focal point, because you could never go wrong. And that's with anything, whether it's relationship, whatever. When you put him as the focal point, you could never go wrong. And trust the process. Just trust the process. You know, you have to do it. And so we all go through. It is so funny. I'm so, thank you, Jesus. He heard my cry. As I continue to move forward, you know, I have someone that I want to introduce as well. So we have all of us on the line. So I think I have about four of us on the line collectively. But I cannot pass up the opportunity because I see her on the line of her saying something. I want to thank you, Ms. Barbara. Thank you for tuning in, Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. Hello, my sister. How are you? Thank you. I'm not sure what's the cost of this. Huh?
No, I said I'm relaxing in his love. That's what's up.
I understand. I don't know how much you caught of the show tonight, but it is talking about the test, you know, being tested, whether it's love, whether it's past hurts, you know, realizing that, you know, you think you're forgiven, but you really just put a Band-Aid on what required stitches. And, I mean, you're coming from a different perspective, and I'm really excited about getting your view take. Now, I have Miss Alondra. She's in a relationship. I have Miss Frederica. She's like myself. We're single. We're both Christian women. We're single. And, you know, but you are coming from a different point of view because you're married.
I want you,
if you don't mind just coming back, tell me about, have you been tested? You know,
I want you
to share about that. Yes, ma'am.
Of course. And I caught what you were saying about not having the person pay for your past hurts. And it's amazing because I went from one committed relationship pretty much right into the other. And if I could, in retrospect, could do it all over again, I needed time to heal and for God to process me and for me to deal with myself. Like you were saying, I mean, you have to do that because that's exactly what my husband did, was pay for the sins or all of the mistakes, all of the pain from the previous relationship that I was and had a child with this first guy. The test of our love from beginning to end. You know, because from the time we got together, I got married to him when my daughter was 2 years old, and she's now 28. You know, so we've grown together, but the test of love and the strength of your love is with what you can withstand when it doesn't feel good. It's what you can withstand when you love each other, but you can't stand each other. You know, when you're going through those things that could just completely disrupt a marriage and you let God in and put his arms around it, he is that one part of that threefold cord that is not easily broken. You can surpass any test that's put your way. When you have God covering it, and you both have to be yielded to God. I mean, that's the only way our marriage has lasted. What, we're going on 25 years next year. February 16th will be 25 years.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
You know, awesome.
But it was God. And he's yielded to God. And nobody is perfect. Oh, my God. Nobody is perfect. And that's one thing that we can, we've come to respect about ourselves. Because sometimes, and even from the standpoint of being Christians, but a lot of times when you're husband and wife, you're looking for a certain standard, for a certain perfection, because you have this perception of what you should get.
That's
you know,
right.
What it's like. I'm not your mom and you're not my father. So we can't bring their households and our childhood into what we have now, because that will test it to no end. You know, it's like, look, if you don't set a goal and a standard for our family, starting spiritually, as him being the head of our family, and we come up with some spiritual goals, some financial goals, you know, some relationship goals, some personal goals, health goals. I mean, just really sit down and structure some things out. And it's like, okay, this is how we're going to grow. This is what we're going to do. And try to have each other as an accountability partner to hold yourself to that standard. Because you will be tested. It's like, soon as you put it down on paper, as soon as you say it to God, we see this holy matrimony. These are the things that we want to do together. When you're in that place of agreement, the enemy always try to come in. And that's when your spiritual maturity kicks in. It has to. It has to, because our flesh, look, I just be wanting to get Sister Girl with him, you know, and it's like, but God, God, you know, I have to be yielded to you and through these things sometimes so that my husband can grow, and he go through some things sometimes so I could grow. But keep it all in perspective. Yeah, keep the big picture about why we're here. And it is for his glory, for us to rule, reign, and have dominion and reproduce his image and his love in this earth. We are made purely for God. And we got to remember that, you know, and try to live that, you know, try to live it as best as we can.
Well, hi, you just said a mouthful. Go ahead, Frederica.
I was listening to her, and I was, congratulations, Deesa. I'm looking forward to when I get married to have those type years.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to keep it real because my first marriage I thought was going to be my only marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I thought it was going to be my only marriage. And like you said, you got to keep God there. I kept God there. Oh, my God, when I tell people, it is nobody but God that kept me. And when I say kept me, he kept me from losing my mind. Because spiritually, all I kept telling myself was, I want to do according to the word of God. I want to be that godly woman that we read about all the time in the Bible. But the whole time, I thought because he was in church. Because he was in church, that we could disagree and hold hands, that we can serve God and we can get through anything. Anything. But honey, when I tell you, you gotta have prayer for God on both sides. When I said not just that woman on her knees, oh my God, y'all bringing up some things tonight. Y'all bringing up some things tonight. When I says God, it has to be God. It has to be God on both sides. If he ain't on both sides, when I said I fought to the point that, oh Jesus, that, and I'm like Vecina, I didn't think I was gonna ever want to get married again. But it took God teaching me. And when I said teach me, I had to pray and ask God, God, what did I do wrong? Show me what I did wrong. And yes, don't get me wrong, he showed me what I did wrong, and I didn't like it. And we had our conversation, and that's between me and God. But we had our conversation.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you have to have, and I'm making this comment because I love the fact that you talk about keeping God in it, but you got to have both sides. Both sides that are God-fearing people. I didn't understand unequally yoked until that test.
Girl, you better
We got to be mindful because a lot of times we get married because we want to do according to the word of God, and we end up marrying the wrong person.
But I will, let me just chime in here. But you get the signs, one, if God is sending that person to you or not. You know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Because for my first marriage, I knew that wasn't of God. Purely for Gina. Purely for Gina. And I paid for it. You know, you get the signs. But you have to have a foundation. And I've learned, you know, and just listening to you all ladies, you know, the one common denominator is we invited God to come in, and then we asked him to check us, you know, making sure we're right. So pointing the finger at someone else and start looking at the man in the mirror and then working on the man in the mirror. Because I was just expressing with my oldest son, you know, you can't worry about what she's doing, what she's not doing. You worry about what you're doing, what you're not doing, and ask God to fix you. Because then you put her in God's hands. And when you put her in God's hands, and when she puts you in God's hands, and y'all work on each other, individually than collectively, it's going to work.
That's right. That's right.
Collectively.
And like we keep saying, both sides.
Right. But Barbara was trying to make a point.
No, it just made me think of something that that I heard at a women's conference one time. And it's so very different when you're dating someone and when you're married, because marriage is covenant. And you can't just walk away because you don't feel good. And that's hard. That's hard when you're hurting. And it's the person that you love who's doing the hurting. It's hard to stay. But I heard this woman say in a woman's conference, love and respect the authority of the position that he has and pray and undergird him to transition to that place of authority. So love and respect the position, even if you can't love and respect the man at the time. Because in covenant, part of your being his helpmate is to undergird him and help him have a closer relationship with God. And that doesn't always look like what you think it looks like. Some of the roles that we think that are so traditional, it could be something that's totally different than what we think. That's why we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and what he's saying. Okay, this is how I need you to love him individually to help him get to me. Because what you did here, that's not for him. There's a different way to tap into his heart and his spirit so that that oneness is closer. And that's what I need. That's what I need you to do. That's how I need you to help him. And if that means having certain things in order and having certain things done, it may not be about cleaning the house or cooking dinner. It might be taking care of some business just so he can relax, giving him a massage or something like that. Simple things. But we just got to stay in tune. And even when the man isn't where you want him to be, or even for yourself, just pray in there. Say those things and put it in the atmosphere, everything that the word said he is to be, and go ahead and call that out to the heavenly, you know?
Awesome. Phenomenal. And as we get ready to wrap up, this hour has gone by so fast. As we get ready to wrap up, I want to ask, you know, you all to offer some words of wisdom for those who will be who are listening tonight. And Alondra, I want to start with you. Definitely people in your generation, you know, we all, I mean, I love it. The fact that you even came to that realization so early on is phenomenal to me, phenomenal. But if you could offer nuggets of wisdom to those who are listening or someone who may be going through, what would it be?
I would say don't bring your past into the present and the future, because if it's your past, it's meant to be in the past. And like you guys were saying, make sure that you close those doors and you heal those wounds before you start a new relationship or you start a new career path or whatever it may be. Always leave the past exactly where it's supposed to be. And remember, whatever you're going through, if you leave it to God, you gotta leave it to God. Let go and let God. And I promise you, it'll all work out.
Miss Frederica, same question.
Honey, like she said, do not bring your past into your present. It will mess up your future. If God is the center of all things, you can overcome. And I'm going to go right back to what Miss Barbara said. You got to pray, you got to pray, you got to pray. And, oh, my God, stay in prayer. But I'm going to say this, and I want everybody to hear. When you learn to love you and what God has for you, all of this will be so much easier for you to deal with.
Miss Barbara, same question.
The test, the words of wisdom that I would leave is
you have to ask yourself the question, how much are you going to trust God to actually do the things that he's calling you to do? The challenge to grow. You have to get downright, lay the cards on the table, and it has to begin with you. And you have to decide, I mean, like right now, because there's such an urgency, we really don't have time to drag our feet at this point, because we know our days
mm-hmm.
are numbered.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would leave
mm-hmm.
to anybody is to get in that quiet place with God, just you and God, and let him truly speak to you. Clarify what your purpose is, build for it, and move in it, and completely trust him. All of that is a process, and sometimes it is very painful, but you would rather deal with the pain of working hard to have the success, to excel forward, so you won't have to deal with the pain of regret for what you didn't do.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love it. I don't think I will have anything to add towards that. You all wrapped it up.
I appreciate you guys.
I want to thank you all. Yes.
Yes,
I want to thank
you
all for coming on board tonight. You know, God has never, ever disappointed me, ever. And I can tell you that there's so many things that we will go through test on, whether it's family, whether it's friends, you know, there's always some type of test. But I was talking to my son today, this evening, trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
The test is also a processing time, and the processing is building your character. It is building.
Definitely.
Is building your character and is building the foundation. Trust the process. And just like you all were saying earlier, you know, putting God number one, put him as the focal. Now, another thing I would say is don't say, Lord, I trust you. I'm going to put this in your hands. But you know what? Not moving fast enough. So let me do this. And you end up in a situation
yeah.
that you don't
let
need
me help
to be
you
in.
Yeah,
only
because exactly.
you know what he's going to say is he's going to be like this. I'm going to stay right here because I know you
mm-hmm.
want to do what you want to do. I love you, and I love you enough, and I love you enough to let you go through your process because you coming back. I can promise you. You coming back. And when you do, I'm going to, hey, you dust yourself off. I'm going to forgive you. You're going to ask for forgiveness. I'm going to forgive you. And I'll be like, okay, are you ready now? Okay, so
mm-hmm.
let's go through this. Let's go through this again. But even if you go through that, trust the process. You can never go wrong when you trust the process. This is Fatina Kirkendall. You've tuned into another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I said it was supposed to be a half an hour show, but all right, you all know I'm governed by the spirit, so it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to
Amen.
Be that. So I want to thank Ms. Alondra Vasquez. I want to thank Barbara Bennett. I also want to thank Ms. Frederica Wells for tuning in tonight. And just thank you for being vulnerable and open and allowing God to use you as a testimony, because I'm sure someone could benefit from this. As I mentioned, Fatina Kirkendall is definitely my name at Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. You can catch me on Facebook at Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. And you can also email me at caafwoman@gmail.com. Once again, that's caafwoman@gmail.com. Well, as of right now, because he hasn't released me to do anything else, I think I have now ended the series for My Black is My Brown is Beautiful, Strong, and Rooted. This is Sachinia Kirkendall. I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Much love.